Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know, we're picking at 28. We weren't near 28 first round grades. So, you know, going in, not necessarily a great chance that you're going to pick there. Last year, we had Dalton Kincaid in the first. We were nervous, you know, we'd run out. So I moved up two slots to get him. So we put a lot of time in the board. And one of the things we said was, you know, if there's an opportunity to get back into the third, we do believe there'll be some value and or at least the value of that pick. Again, if we want to move around.
Bills GM Brandon Beam. The Bills effectively did get back into the third. Very important distinction. You can watch us on Facebook if you'd like. Hi. It's not that close up. You can't see how tired I am. We were up late. We had a draft party at Resurgence. It was awesome.
Yeah, they made it later, by the way, by trading down to 32 and making us think they were going to pick in the first round.
I didn't even know that the event could sell out, but it sold out.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. And we had a great time. So thanks to Research and thanks everybody that put it together. Yeah, Howard's checking in on me. Had a good time last night, even though it didn't go as hoped.
He's up.
He's awake.
He's awake. He was there. That was late for him.
Very late for him. Hey, at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk with Carrington Harrison. He comes on the station all the time. Hey, the Bills and Chiefs are linked in a lot of ways, right? A lot of games. We always talk with Carrington Harrison about these games, about the Chiefs. Well, these two franchises are linked again by this trade. You know, it's inevitable. If Worthy is great every time the Bills play him, it's like, well, you help them get that guy. And if he stinks, well, then great. But we'll talk to Carrington Harrison coming up at 9:05 to hear the Chiefs. Like, what are they saying about Worthy? Why they did this pick? How they feel like he fits in? We'll see about Rashee Rice. But the Chiefs, you know, if your takeaway, the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl this year was like, oh, you don't need receivers. The Chiefs added Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy. Mm-hmm. Like, they clearly think you need some receivers. And what you just got out of the Chiefs Super Bowl championship this past season was their worst offense they've had with Mahomes yet.
Yep. They're going to be better this year.
They're going to try.
Be sure to check us out on our Facebook Live also, presented by Quilted Squirrel. When you're ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel.
I started to say, important distinction. The Bills did not add more picks.
Right.
Mike on the Facebook page. Ultimately, we ended up with a couple more picks. They did not add picks. They shuffled everything. They just shuffled their deck. They dropped five spots, and they moved up 40 from the fourth to the third. They did not add more picks. They came in with 10. They have 10.
Yep.
So it's a shuffle. Get some more calls in. Tom in North Tonawanda, as we connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Tom.
How you doing? I the whole first half of the draft, I was like really keyed in on them trading up to, hopefully trading up to with the Rams at 19. Like, I saw that as like, hey man, if they can get up there, then they'll have the pick of the litter of the second tier. They didn't get that. And it really fell really good for them to get a receiver at 28. And then instead they decided that they were going to tell, I mean, the Josh window is like open, right? Where, you know, every year should be a Super Bowl year, contention year. They told their biggest competition, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Ravens, and the 49ers, you guys tell us who we should draft for a receiver. And that's my biggest problem, is that they ceded control of the board when they were in a position to pick whether or not they liked, you know, Xavier Worthy or Leggett or Pearsall or whoever. they had the option to, you know, make the decision for themselves, and instead they put all the control, you know, to those other teams. And, you know, it makes me worry that at 33 that maybe they will do this Cooper DeJean idea and they're not really as keyed in on receiver as all of us are, which is upsetting, you know, considering that they should have been doing this 3 years ago, getting a receiver. So I really hope that and I mean, he's obviously done a good job so far, but I really hope that Bean has an idea for what he's going to do for the hole that he created by trading Stephon Diggs. And if it's Brandon Ayuk, then hey man, great.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. And if it's Deebo Samuel, that's great too. But I wonder if they, you know, let's say they make a trade for Deebo Samuel. Guess who would have been a perfect complement to that is the really, really fast guy to take the top off for all these underneath guys. So anyway, you know, that's kind of my thoughts on that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with feeling a little frustration halfway. It's not halfway through the draft, one out of seven rounds, but, you know, other teams got better and the Bills are still waiting. And there's a point to be made here about trading up versus trading down. You know, if you trade up, you get accused of thinking you're smarter than the room. I know the guy that's going to be good. I know the guy that's going to be the best. And if you trade down, you're doing a little bit of that as well. Trading down is passing on your best player available. Everybody can make a million points about just take the best guy available. No matter how you slice it, when you trade down, you are passing on your BPA.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, I don't think he's going to be that good. He's mm-hmm. not worth this pick. And, you know, you stack your board. If you were to say, you know what? I actually think that the fifth guy is better than the third guy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a level of hubris, too. Like, oh, I know I don't have to worry about Xavier Worthy. I don't know if he's going to be good or not, but I don't have to worry about him. I don't have to worry about Ricky Pearsall or Xavier Legat. There's a level of value and all that that goes into it, but you only get accused of thinking you're smarter than the room when you go up. And when you go down, you know, you add more kicks at the can, but again, you are betting against players.
Even that, I'm not someone that makes that argument because I don't really buy into it. But okay, you think you trade down because you don't think you can predict who the better player is going to be.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Okay, but in this situation, they move up 40 spots from round, or what is it, 30 spots from round, it's 40 spots.
40
from
round spots four from to the round fourth three. Into the third.
Okay, you think you are going to, you think you can predict who the better player is by moving up 40 spots from round four to round three. You think you're getting a better player in round three. You think you will be able to figure that out. And the same thing when it comes to moving up 60 spots from round six to round five. Like, you're moving up in these other rounds, you're still moving up. You just, you know, you just did it a different way. So the ideologies of the move up, move down, like, to me, they're both at hand here. So to me, it doesn't even really matter at that point. It's what? I think it's more about what you had available to you in round one. You didn't want to pick a guy. You didn't love a guy.
You didn't want to move up.
I'm left here thinking that they've got a problem with evaluating wide receivers. Because every year, they can't convince themselves that they love a guy. But other teams do. How is their grading system not getting them to receivers year after year? But yet there's Kansas City. They think, no, we like Worthy. We like Worthy a lot. San Francisco, no, we really like Ricky Pearsall. Like, how do the Bills not land in the same positions? And it's not a 1 year thing. This is multiple years of this.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if they draft a receiver 33 or if they make a trade. Here's a question for everybody that's enjoying the debate about whether or not you should trade with Kansas City. Should the Bengals trade T. Higgins to the Bills? If you're the Bengals, if you're a Bengals fan, should you trade T. Higgins to the Bills?
Would you
think maybe that's not a great spot? Unless you think he's not any good or overrated, he'll be overpaid.
Sure.
But if Bean calls the Bengals and they snag T. Higgins, if you're Cincinnati, you might say, wait a minute, why would I help the Bills? Send him somewhere else. Trading a team to the NFC versus the AFC or out of division, that happens all the time. And, you know, I wanted to find something. I got to find this post here. A point about worrying about what your other teams are going to do. Right? Like, okay, you can't worry about other teams. You can't worry about what that team's going to do. You have to only worry about yourself. And that's, of course, I mean, it's absurd. If you worry about what the other team's going to do with draft picks more than you worry about building your own team, you'll never make a move and be jobless in short order. And that's the whole draft. The whole concept is thinking about what the other teams are going to do. That's why you have a board. That's why you have tiers. That's why you trade up or trade down. That's why you decide to stay. Everything you do in the draft. Hey, well, you know what? We should take a tackle here because we're running out of tackle depth and we'll save receivers for later. That's thinking about what the other teams are going to do. It's the whole exercise. So to tell me I can't really think about what Kansas City's going to do, that's the game. That's the point. In fact, again, like the Bills did this thinking we know what they're going to do, and we don't care. And if they're right about it, then, you know, full marks, home run, out of the park for Brandon Bean. But you definitely have to be thinking what the other team's going to do. If I get a phone call and I get a trade up, and I'm really not sure about what I'm – should I make this trade? I know Sal points out a lot that teams don't tell you who they're going to take. If I'm – getting a call to trade up, like, all right, who do you want? I'm going back one spot. I got to know who you're going to take.
Right.
And maybe that doesn't get asked as much as it should. Maybe that's not part of the game. 803-0550. Get a break in. More of your calls, more of your comments on Facebook. Jeremy and Joe off of not a sleepless night, but there was not a lot of sleep.
There was
I traded down on sleep.
I traded down.
I hope to acquire more hours of sleep on day two.
If they had directly moved from 28 to 33, everyone would have got like 45 minutes more of sleep last night. But because they made us think for a while they were going to pick a 32, then there was more time.
If they had just gone 28 to 33, they would not be tied to Xavier Worthy for all of his success or failure for the rest of our lives. I hope he's not good. Because if he's good, it's two things. One, you could have had him, and two, you gave him to them.
Yep.
That's a tough one. Introducing the Xavier Worthy fear bunker.
Oh, man.
We're going to get something
We don't
else.
Have many fear bunkers.
No, the fear bunker thing went away as soon as Josh Allen got good.
And Ralph Kruger went away.
But now, you know, wide receiver is.
Yeah.
Let's go. First pick of the second round, three picks today. Whatever your plans were for today, I mean, the Bills are a lot bigger part of today now with three picks instead of one. Jeremy and Joe, give us a call, 803-0550 on WGR.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.